The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes! What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And here we go. Your weekly rundown of all things WWE. And we are currently hours away from Royal Rumble.
Right.
Unfortunately, we are not in Texas.
We're not in Texas for Royal Rumble. We hoped that would change this year.
Yeah.
But the good news is, it wasn't like we got singled out.
Nah.
I don't think they had any international press.
Really?
For Rumble.
That's a shame. Even though there's going to be 50,000 people in the Alamo.
So there, they must be stacking up with a lot of US press.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any, like, European press up there. If there is, I hate you guys.
I think...
Still, again, maybe the World Culture guys are going there.
Do you think... Yeah, but they go everywhere. Hmm. But I can imagine they make a lot of money. They're probably going to pay to go.
Yeah. I think a lot of the UK people might be deceiving you guys.
Yeah.
And if they are up there, a lot of it is, not saying they don't get, you know, hookups, they probably do.
Yeah.
But I think some of them might be a bit case where they pay just to be there.
I reckon next year we should just pay and go.
I honestly think we should do that as well.
We start saving from now.
Yeah.
We should have a Royal Rumble key. Let's do something like that. You know, I think we should go. I ain't been to a Rumble yet, and I think I need to see it.
This should have been the year we went.
We should have, yeah. This is looking like the biggest Rumble.
Yeah. It's a shame.
How excited are you about the Rumble?
Very excited. I can't predict it. I have my predictions for what we'll have at the end of the show. But, I mean, that's not me being, like, solid. Yeah, I think this is going to happen.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
It's 100% the event where, like, for instance... Who won last year? Was it Triple H last year?
Yeah.
So that year, everyone knew Triple H was going to win.
Yeah.
It was like very obvious.
Yeah.
I think the year before we knew Roman was going to win. Like, yeah. It's been very predictable for the last few years. This year, I have absolutely no idea who's going to win because there's so many different variables and there's so many different people that can be in a main event come WrestleMania that's involved in the match.
Yeah.
Whether it's a new guy, whether it's an old guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Whether it's just a wild card, whether it's a returning superstar, somebody that was injured, you know what I mean? There's so many variables, it could be absolutely anyone. I wouldn't put money on this.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to put a bet down, but I'm not expecting to win any money.
Who are you putting your money on? Let's just get to it now. Who are you putting your money on?
So, I strongly think Samoa Joe. But,
really?
But... It's not going to be Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
It's going to be The Miz, I think.
Do you know what's so crazy? It's like...
But you heard he's been cleared to wrestle, apparently.
Who? Finn. Has been cleared
apparently
to wrestle.
Apparently, he's free.
Do you know what, though? Do you know, we say this year, but do you know how many different Royal Rumble and WrestleMania predictions I've heard over the last week? I feel like they just throw shit out there now, man. I'm hearing like...
Yeah, to throw your trail off.
I'm hearing AJ Styles versus... Shane McMahon for Mania, which I was really upset about.
No, I don't want to hear that.
I'm hearing about so many. I'm hearing like Samoa Joe. Who did they say Samoa Joe is going to face? Samoa Joe, Undertaker, I've heard about. Mm. Have you heard this?
No.
So I'm just like, I'm reading a lot of stuff and I just feel like everybody's just picking shit out of the air now.
Yeah. I don't think Samoa Joe, I think, would be a good idea.
No.
I think Joe will kill him.
Yeah.
And honestly, Vicky will kill him. So. One thing that a lot of rumors probably people thought it was Kenny Omega. That's not definitely happening. He's definitely signed to New Japan. He did come out on the Taz show saying that he was very honest and he's very honest about his opinions of what was going to happen. He actually was looking to see if WWE had any offers for him actually.
And they didn't.
But he also feels that they might have had offers for him, but I think he feels maybe I'm making a mistake going to WWE right now.
Yeah.
Since they probably don't need him right now.
It's too stacked.
It's too stacked. He wants to maybe build his name up even more and more, which is great. He's in a position to go back to New Japan. I mean, he's going to win that title as soon as he comes back. I think he wants to do a program with Adam Cole as well. So, yeah, no Omega. So don't expect Kenny Omega to be at the Rumble this year, guys. And I do believe Samoa Joe will get to the last four. I think...
You actually still think he's going
to
be
in the Rumble? My fanboy, me, wants Joe to win. But in a business sense, in terms of who kind of really deserves it, I do think it's Miz. If it's not going to be...
You really think Miz is going to do it?
I think Miz had a great year last year, and it's kind of been overshadowed as well on how much of a good year he had. And I feel Miz deserves that main event spot. You know, Cena Taker doesn't need to be a title match.
Yeah.
you know, Miz versus who knows.
I hear what you're saying.
Miz versus Age.
I'll be honest with you.
Well, think about it. If Miz wins the Rumble, that doesn't mean that he's going to face whoever the champion is right now, whoever becomes the champion who retains the belt or wins the belt.
Still have
the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
So Miz could, you know, it could be Miz versus
AJ, could be Miz versus Cena.
I don't want to see Miz versus AJ. I want to see AJ Samoa Joe or stuff like that for a title.
Yeah.
But if Miz wins the Rumble.
You're wrong, by the way. Miz is not going to win. It's not going to be a SmackDown.
It's going to be Balor, isn't it?
It's not going to. I don't know if it's going to be Balor.
There's eight spaces missing, right?
I just don't think it's going to be a SmackDown guy. I think it's going to be a Raw guy.
You think Zayn?
I think the title picture will be affected. The SmackDown title will be kind of affected with whatever happens at Elimination Chamber. I think it's going to have no bearing on the Raw.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I think so. I don't know who it's going to be. Could be Zayn. I just feel like it. Nah, it's not going to be Zayn. But I just think it's going to be
Strowman. Strowman Reigns for the Universal title.
I don't think Strowman's ready yet. I think they still need to build him up a little bit more as a monster. I think they're going to do that classic spot at the Rumble where everybody gets teams up together to get Strowman out.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, they will do that. Can you imagine Nakamura loses the belt to Rude and then he shows up for the Rumble?
That'd be sick.
But that'd be too much people.
It's super stacked. It's just
like
way
Joe too deserves to be in the Rumble before Nakamura.
Nakamura's not come to NXT yet.
No. You think Nakamura will beat Rude?
I can imagine them saving that for Mania.
Okay.
I can imagine it keeping going on for
too.
A little while.
Yeah, me too.
Until Mania.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's talk about, before we get back into the Royal Rumble predictions, let's talk about Raw and SmackDown this week.
Raw was in Cleveland.
Raw was really good this week.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
It started off with Roman Reigns coming out, right? He started off the promo.
They booed his life away, man. Did you catch this?
Yeah,
like,
he got booed. Yeah.
I know, like, they've been saying that the production have been kind of trying to hide the boos and redubbing and stuff. Yeah, they couldn't do that this week.
No.
He was getting it.
Why do that? Let the fans boo who they want and cheer who they want. So Reigns comes out, booed. Tries to cut a promo. Kevin Owens cuts him off with Jericho.
Yeah,
Jericho always killing me again.
100%.
But Reigns says to Jericho, to Owens, he's something that you're never going to be, and that's the guy.
The guy. Yeah.
I mean,
didn't really know about that promo.
It wasn't a great catchphrase. I hate that shit. Anyway, Owens and Jericho interrupt Reigns, rant about his match against the former the champion at the Royal Rumble. Jericho was a little off his game on the mic.
Yeah.
He started a few times, but Owens was strong. Jericho threatened to come in the ring to knock Reigns' teeth down his throat, and the big dog battled him in a rematch for the 109th time.
For the US title.
This year.
It was, how many matches have they had?
Owens instigated that the main event, the opening scene will be, because obviously the, what's it called? Was it a bird cage? No,
a shark cage. Or whatever it is, shark cage or whatever. Yeah.
So we had that to look forward to at the end of.
Yeah.
Was Owens suspended the shark tank this time?
Which we kind of knew was going to happen.
Right. So that's going to happen later on Raw. Luke Gallows defeated Cesaro.
Yeah. Are you fed up with this?
It's just that Sheamus and Cesaro are going to beat them at Royal Rumble. You can tell. It's on a kickoff match. That's, you know, they're not going to win the titles on a kickoff match, are they?
Never know.
You never know. I just feel that Gallows and Anderson are probably going to win the titles at WrestleMania. But I think by then, is that going to have any impact?
I think the more they lose, or the longer this goes on, the more people don't care. The less people care, 100%.
Yeah. One thing I really did enjoy about Raw was the Sami Zayn program.
Yeah.
So Sami Zayn had to earn his spot at the Rumble
by
beating Seth Rollins. But if Seth Rollins lost to Sami Zayn, he would lose his spot at the Royal Rumble. So it was a really good match, booked well. The match was incredible.
Yeah.
They both had something to fight for. Triple H teaser at the end. The music getting played. Crowd went nuts thinking Triple H was in the building. Zayn rolls up. Rollins for the 1-2-3. Zayn is in the Rumble. Right decision.
Yeah.
Rollins, if he's going to face Triple H, which he is at WrestleMania, he doesn't need to be in the Rumble.
Do you know what? I'm going to say, proper going off the script. I found out this week that I met Sami Zayn in 2011 as El Generico.
Oh.
So if you guys can check this out online somewhere, if you type in Dev Radio 1 Wrestling, there's a video. So basically, Dev from Radio 1 was challenged he used to do the early breakfast show on Radio 1.
Right.
And he was challenged to a... it's basically, he used to get really random callers in the morning.
Yeah.
And one of them was a wrestler by, I think his name was Cowboy Dan. And he used to say, like, I was a wrestler. And Div was like, oh, that's quite funny. You guys play fight or whatever. Just doing what presenters do, yeah.
Kind of ripping him,
yeah, wind him up. And so he challenged him to a wrestling match. So Dev fully went and trained to be a wrestler. And there was, have you found this video?
Is it on the One Extra website?
I think it's on the Radio 1 website. You'll find it.
I found something. Wrestling 00 Dev versus Cowboy Dan.
Yes. So basically, Dev trained to have his first ever wrestling match. Yeah?
It's not available.
I'll get you the video. Don't worry about it. And so...
I met Dev with you.
Yeah. So because I'm such a wrestling fan, Dev took me up there as his manager. So I was behaving as his manager.
Right. That's when you got suplexed.
Yeah. Right. So basically, he had a match. He was really good. And I was thinking about it the other day. And I went back and I was like, there's somebody that was in the locker room that I was talking to, yeah, that was American. Who was this guy? So I've gone back online to look at the card from that night. Noam Dar was on the card,
nice.
And El Generico was in the card. And I remember me talking to El Generico in the locker room for like a good 20 minutes while he was getting ready, and it was Sami Zayn.
Wow, that's crazy.
I literally worked it out this week.
Yeah, because El Generico is Sami Zayn. Yeah. But that's crazy.
That's mad, isn't it?
So you just, that's only now, that only just came it back.
Literally
to you
only just came back this week.
You met Sami Zayn since. Yeah, you met him in Texas.
Yeah.
So that's
crazy.
It's pretty funny.
Isn't it? So.
No, that's funny. I love that.
It's funny, you know about that.
You could always mention that to him next time you see him.
I will do. I definitely will. Do you think Sami... they're kind of trying to change the character, Sami Zayn. He's kind of this weird, sneaky guy now.
No.
Like, more weak. I feel like it's a little bit of a change.
There was that little funny segment he did with the Shield.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're trying to change him too tough.
But even this week, and he was like, oh, like, what do I need to do? And he was getting like... He was acting a bit stupid. Before, when he came into the room with Mick Foley, and Mick Foley was on the phone to... Stephanie McMahon. He does this really... You didn't see the segment?
Yeah, when Stephanie was on the phone.
Yeah, I just feel like they're trying to make him... I feel like they're trying to go with this geeky wrestler.
Yeah, they're trying to make him more of a geek.
Yeah. I don't know what he's going to do in the Rumble, but we should see.
But he'll do well in the Rumble.
Hopefully.
Yeah, he'll be in the last four.
You think everyone's going to be in the last four?
Samoa Joe. I should take my last four.
Go on.
Joe. Zayn.
Yeah. Miz.
Miz. Goldberg.
No way. Goldberg and Brock are going to eliminate each other.
Okay, Goldberg and Brock eliminate each other. Yeah. Undertaker gets eliminated by Strowman. Strowman gets eliminated by the whole of the roster.
Yeah.
Last four.
Yeah.
Miz, Joe, Zayn, Balor.
Miz, Joe, Zayn, Balor. Maybe. Interesting.
Okay. I'm wrong, but who cares? Mick Foley and Stephanie Mick. Oh, yes, we just talked about that. Bailey character, is it getting worse?
Bailey's character.
Now, you talk about Zayn being changed into a geek. Yeah. I think with Bailey, they're making him more of a geek.
But I think Bailey's character is geeky anyway.
No, she's geeky anyway. She's she's supposed to be that fangirl that lives her dream. But I just feel.
You didn't like the promo?
It was just too fangirl.
Okay.
Like she hasn't accomplished stuff in NXT. Like she didn't have like the match of the year in 2015.
Yeah.
With Sasha. It's like, oh, I can't wait to wrestle Charlotte. It's my fan. Yeah, mate, we know you can't wait. But you also, you've got an experience. Like, you've done, like, you
You're
might.
You're not new to this. Like,
you beat Charlotte already a few times. Like, why are you still kicking out? But what I did like with Charlotte, when she got interviewed by Corey Graves, she was like, let's not disrespect Bayley here.
Yeah.
Like, I respect what she's done. She's done a lot. You know, I like that Charlotte shut that down and was like, no, Bayley's a G. She's done a thing. But she's not good as me because I'm Charlotte Flair.
That's
I like that. So that was good.
Yeah. Corey Graves is actually my favourite person on Raw this week. I mean, look, I need to explain why. He did some classic heel commentator shit, yeah, when we're going to get to it soon, but the six-man tag, yeah? And did you see when the Big Show came back? When they got to the top of the ramp?
Yeah.
And Corey Graves was chatting shit about the Big Show during the whole match. Mm. And then when he saw the Big Show, he was like, hey, I was just saying you were going to win the Rumble. It was very Bobby Heenan. It was very good.
That's good.
Now, he's wicked. He's very, very good.
Bobby Heenan, man.
Yeah, it was very good. It was so good.
Mustafa Ali debuts on Raw. TJ Perkins and Jack Gallagher with Mustafa Ali defeated Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, and Daivari. What's your thoughts of Mustafa Ali, man? I think he's sick.
He's
man.
Very good.
That,
very,
four,
very
that good. Reverse 450 yeah. splash he did was yeah. just two Cole Scorpio levels.
It's just a shame that he's. I think the cruiserweights are just every week. I just think people are going to care, are caring less and less and less about it. Unfortunately.
In your mind, how does Vince McMahon talk to the cruiserweights backstage?
I don't think he does. I think he just walks straight past them. I don't think he's
think, behind the two. You know he's behind the 205 shit.
I don't believe he is.
No, he is.
I think
it's not Triple H doing
that. I thought that's very Triple H. I don't think Vince cares about his cruiserweights.
You think so?
Yeah, I can't imagine he does. Is that true then?
Apparently, I heard Vince is behind it.
Nah.
I think you might be right. I think this is Triple H has been like, you know, let's just change it up. Let's put them on before SmackDown. And, you know, if they're supposed to be there, they'll do well. And
I
think Vince likes Rich Swann. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, duck your dog. I like it. And I think he likes, and I think Vince is very much behind the Noam Dar, Cedric Alexander storyline.
The angle.
Yeah. I think Vince is behind
that. I don't think it's really working anymore.
That's terrible.
It's not good.
You go crazy. You say Cedric. You scream Cedric.
Do you know what? I know the angle's weird is because, like, if you're not paying attention, which I haven't really been, yeah. One week she was with Cedric, and now I didn't even see yeah. where it happened.
But
it
she got dumped.
I didn't even
she
see
got
that.
Dumped, and she's with Noam Dar now, and it's just terrible.
I'm not into it. I'm not into it at all.
But what I do like what they're doing with Mustafa Ali is they're not giving them a stereotypical Pakistani
yeah.
gimmick. He's just an athlete. He's from Pakistan.
But they all, don't like. It might happen soon.
They'll link. Don't him talk
up
too
with,
soon.
They'll link him up with like.
They'll be looking at him like.
They'll link him up with Rusev and my man.
And Jinder.
And Jinder, and they'll be like.
But why is the ball going in an Indian?
Like, that's it.
Like, why is that happening?
Because their skin's dark. I don't know. It's just weird. A Bulgarian and an Indian running around. Yeah.
Speaking of Rusev, he was actually really good this week.
Yeah, he's holding a lot of segments together.
He really said, yeah. talking about why do you and Big Cass have Big in front of your name? What's like what's that about? Like, we all know you're big. Nobody calls me handsome. Yeah, handsome yeah. Rusev. Everybody yeah. knows I'm handsome. Like nah, that was
good.
Funny.
He's good.
So Rusev, Braun Strowman, and Jinder Mahal, and Titus O'Neil,
yeah,
defeated New Day, Enzo and Cass. Enzo and Cass has kind of fallen off the radar for me.
Yeah.
A little bit. Cass is the only one in the Royal Rumble. Enzo's not in it.
Yeah.
Bit disappointing in my opinion.
Why?
Because I like Enzo. I want to see Enzo as well.
Enzo's better on the mic though.
He's a good worker though.
Okay.
Better than Cass.
Yeah, but Cass is 7 foot tall and you can't.
So what?
You can't teach that.
I guess you're right.
You can't actually teach that.
Anyway, Roman Reigns defeats Chris Jericho in a disqualification.
Yeah.
And then Superman punches Jericho off the shark cage.
I did think that was kind of funny a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Nia Jax was sending shots to Sasha Banks this yeah. week. Sasha Banks comes down and hits Nia Jax with a crutch. Why have a crutch? You look like you come out looking injured with the crutch.
She
yet you were able to wield the crutch, smash her up, and then do
did.
A flying knee drop on
well,
her.
I think this is she didn't sell it. Basically, what she was trying to sell was that she was so injured that she needed a crutch. And then after she beats her up with the crutch, it's like, look, I'm not actually injured. But she didn't even sell the injury well, because the way she was walking with the crutch was like, did you not clock this? Watch it back here, the way she's walking down to the ring. You're not really selling the injury.
She's not. She wasn't.
At all. And then you didn't sell the fact that you kind of, it was a lot of bad selling, basically.
Sasha should just turn heel and have Nia Jax as her bodyguard.
That would work.
Some Sean Diesel shit.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what they should have done.
They should do that.
Rich Swann defeated Noam Dar in a cruiserweight title match, I guess. I don't know if it was a title match, actually. It was an untitled match. And then he gets beaten up he gets attacked by Neville at the end, but then Swann kind of
turns it around.
And I got a feeling, even though Swann turned it around and most likely Neville will win the title, I think they might keep Swann with the title.
No, I don't. I think Neville has to be the king of the cruiserweights.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe not. I think Neville's going to win it.
So apparently Goldberg really pounded his head on a door before he came out to the ring. For his segment.
I'm sorry. This is the funniest shit I ever heard.
He came out.
That's not even the funniest part was, yeah, like, Goldberg might have actually concussed himself because he started three times. He's starting again free.
Wow. You guys really got me. You really got me messing up here, right? Let's start this again. I'm going to eliminate the Rumble. Wow. Man, this is not a good start. Goldberg had me crying in my seat.
It was so...
And this is the reason why he should not win the Rumble.
Bad. It was terrible.
The man bound his head at the door, bleeding. I don't think he realized he was bleeding until he got to the ring. He's like, oh, shit. Wow. I'm bleeding as well. Look at this. This is not going well. Let's start this again for the fourth time.
I'm sorry. He lost about 20 points in my vision there. Like, he literally, you actually knocked yourself silly.
Yeah.
Because he's actually stupid.
I will stop at nothing to get that WWE Universal Championship. So we already know he's going to win the belt. I think that's his way of giving away that he's won the Rumble.
No.
And he's going to go for the US Universal Championship.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm joking. After screwing up the beginning of the monologue, he maneuvered his way through the third time. Paul Heyman interrupted him, brought out Brock Lesnar with him. Lesnar climbed into the ring and faced off with Goldberg. And then.
Boom.
Taker came out. That was good.
Exciting. Did you pop?
I smiled.
Okay.
I didn't pop. I don't think I'll pop for Taker anymore.
No,
I don't pop for Taker anymore. I've had Taker for 31 years of my life.
What do you think? I mean, how do you think about how it ended that? Okay, that was the end sequence. Like, did you want to see him go at it, or did you?
No, I think it was a nice stare down. It was part of me thinking, why didn't they just maybe go at it and the lights
I didn't like Goldberg in
the stare. Why didn't they go at it and the lights go out?
That would have been good.
That's what they should have done.
I didn't like Goldberg in the stare down.
Well, Taker was staring at Goldberg more than Lesnar. You notice that?
Yeah, and I feel like Lesnar sells fear really well.
Yeah, he does.
And he did it then.
Yeah,
but Goldberg was acting like he was too bad. Like, fam.
Yeah, but Goldberg shouldn't. I like the fact that Goldberg's not scared.
No, not. Don't be scared.
His bag is head on the door. Why would he be scared?
Be a bit shocked, innit? A man just appeared out of nowhere.
That's fine.
It's just cool. It happens
there. Breathing fire.
Nah.
It would be funny if Undertaker came out and Goldberg, wow! I didn't even know this was supposed to happen. you guys really put on the stamps here to trip me. Anyway, so that was
this again.
This time is again. Was Taker supposed to? Oh, that was supposed to happen. So that was Raw. Let's talk about SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown
it kicked off. I don't know where it was this week. Where was it? It was somewhere.
It was somewhere in the world.
Oh, it was in Ohio. That's okay. And it started off with the. Didn't it start off with the Wyatt family?
Yes.
Started off with Randy versus Harper, right?
Yeah.
And Randy beats Harper.
Yeah.
Then Bray, Sister Abigail's Harper.
Yeah. Does that mean the end of the Wyatt family?
I don't know. But it seems like Orton was laughing, smiling, like this is my plot all the long time.
To try and break up the Wyatt family.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think.
Something's going to happen at Royal Rumble, isn't it?
I think we're looking at Randy Bray for Mania.
Yes. Or Randy Bray or Bray Harper.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't think that's big enough.
I really enjoyed Nikki James this week.
Yeah, I think she's wicked.
She come back, talked about
great on the mic, man.
Great on the mic. Talk about how the women's revolution is a disrespect to her legacy, and how she kickstarted it, she kickstarted it, but it was happening from before.
She made it all make sense.
She should have mentioned names though. She should have mentioned you're disrespecting wrestlers like me, wrestlers like Jazz, wrestlers like Jacqueline, wrestlers like Victoria. That's what she should have done. Yeah. Wrestlers like Ivory.
Yeah.
Then she should have went a bit more. And is Ivory getting inducted to the Hall of Fame this year? Is that happening?
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
That's a good idea.
As a writer, see, I should write SmackDown.
But she was good. And she made it make sense, basically, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I like.
So, and she said that she related to Alexa Bliss. Yeah. And so, I guess it's going to be. It's Becky Lynch and Mickie James maybe going to be WrestleMania, right?
Becky
Lynch and Mickie. Okay.
And it looks like we're heading towards Naomi Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
For Mania, hopefully, which would kind of make sense because Naomi's from Orlando.
That's true. That's a good point.
But do you know what it is? She's got a lot of work to do between now.
She's a great in-ring worker, but her talking skills.
She needs to make sure people are on her side between, because they will easily just take it away from her and say, you know what, you're not over enough to win it.
Yeah.
So like,
She needs to go in.
I think, you know what, the crowd was kind of having it.
Yeah, she's good. The crowd knows she's good. But yeah. She just needs to improve her promo.
So she's got some work to do. Because yeah. she's going to have a few title matches before Mania, but she will lose, and hopefully she'll win it at Mania, it being in Orlando. We'll see what happens.
Carmella and James Ellsworth go shopping. Do you want to talk about this?
No,
thank you. Can we move on from that? Thank
I, don't you very much. I don't even understand this.
Thank you very much.
Where's it going?
It was terrible.
Ellsworth was so over. Now they've just killed
him. They've ruined him.
They've ruined it already.
I can't believe it. Once they signed him, he's been ruined. He was hot as a free agent.
Yeah.
It's just insane. Battle Royale spot for the Royal Rumble match. I don't understand why Mojo Rawley was given this and not Heath Slater.
I don't know. The crowd was behind him.
Fuck Mojo Rawley.
Nah, the crowd was behind him though. He was getting a Mojo chance.
Over Heath Slater.
Well, it was what it is. What it is.
Let's talk about the AJ
Styles. I'm not angry with that.
Excuse my swearing as well.
I'm not angry with Mojo winning it.
No, yeah, I'm not really, to be honest. I don't know why.
I don't mind it.
That was a bit mean
it.
Of me.
Nah.
AJ Styles, John Cena, face off.
Very good promo.
Yes, it was. It did. They actually looked like legitimately pissed with each other. Like AJ looked furious. That the whole when they showed
the poster.
The poster and the TV show disrespected AJ Styles. Oh, yeah. You're gonna beat that Atlanta guy?
I didn't think
that was disrespectful.
I think the poster is more disrespectful than anything
because he's the WWE.
He's
champion.
The WWE champion.
Yeah, that's true.
That's legitimately rude. Yeah. Like, and then I heard the AJ Shane rumors. And then when he was calling out Shane, I was like, oh shit, that means it's really going to happen.
Did you see them and talking smack?
Nah.
Like, Shane was like, are you okay? You seem a bit frustrated. I'm the best. You are the best. You are the best wrestler.
Shane's quite decent.
You're the best. You are phenomenal, yeah. As you say you are. But the only thing that's not phenomenal is your attitude. And they're just like, I'm the goddamn best. Like, you disrespected me, you and your sister. Did you talk to your sister about the poster?
Yeah.
And she goes, I never do the poster. I was missing. Did you talk to her about the poster? And he's like, I don't care about a poster. I care about what you guys do in the ring. It's about it. And he did all that bullshit. And I really don't want to see Shane AJ.
I don't want to see
it. I want to see AJ retain the title, which is not going to happen.
Yeah.
He's going to lose it to Cena. I'm going to put my money on Cena.
I'm not.
And I want to see AJ Samoa Joe for the WWE title for WrestleMania. That's what I want to see. Anyway, should we move on?
Do you know why it won't be AJ Samoa Joe? Because you need a heel face match.
Joe will be the face.
Is Joe a face? Did Joe leave?
No, he's a heel.
NXT is a
will,
face.
He will arrive in the big brand as a face.
He won't.
Okay.
He won't. He has to be a heel.
The Ziggler defeated Kalisto in 5 seconds.
Yeah, wicked. This is what we need to do. Like now we move on.
Then try to start battering Kalisto, and then Apollo Crews come up and nearly try to kill him.
And then we kill off Apollo Crews, and we move on.
You don't want Apollo Crews to do anything anymore.
No, not over Ziggler. No,
no, I agree with that. No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't be beating Ziggler.
I don't want to see a long drawn out Apollo Crews Dolph Ziggler. Right, I don't care about that. I'm sorry.
Dean Ambrose Miz Lumberjack match for the Intercontinental Championship.
Interesting.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was Ambrose wins by pinfall, and then everybody comes in and they were teasing like a little.
They always do that. They do that
because Miz got mashed up. I just assumed he might win the Rumble.
They made Baron Corbin look very strong.
I think it's going to be Corbin, Ambrose, WrestleMania, Intercontinental title.
They made Corbin look really strong in the Rumble. He was cleaning house.
That was SmackDown.
And that was SmackDown. Decent. I think Raw won this week.
Raw won this week.
Raw definitely won this week. So we talk Royal Rumble then.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you think you're actually putting money on The Miz.
This is the thing. I can't call it.
You can't.
The 8 positions missing. Like, Angle could be one of them.
Yeah.
Balor could be one of them.
Sean?
No, Sean's not going to be one of them. Sean's going to be in the kickoff. Sean's at the kickoff.
So?
I don't want to see Sean in this. I don't want to see Sean anymore.
The thing is,
love to see Sean AJ. Okay.
Do you think it's no way that Sean could be in a Rumble?
No, this is what I would rather have. Not Sean be in the Rumble at all.
Yeah.
Sean is in the kickoff panel.
Yeah.
Have him at the kickoff panel. Have him talking about WWE. Have Sean criticizing AJ Styles.
Right.
Have AJ Styles show up at the kickoff panel.
Yeah.
Screwing up to Sean.
Mm.
That's what I want to see. I don't want to see Sean in a Rumble match. I want to see Sean critiquing AJ Styles. AJ shows up, said, oh, you think you're the guy, huh? I'm the goddamn best. And them two Go WrestleMania.
That would be sick.
That's what I want to see.
That's sick. I like that. That's how you brought that. One thing we haven't spoke about is Seth Rollins. So Seth Rollins is not in the Rumble.
No, but he will be involved somehow. Or he'll do something to somebody at the Rumble.
Well, we kind of know that it's going to be
Rollins. Triple H might show up at the Rumble.
Triple H, Rollins at the
Rumble. Yeah, but Triple H show up at Rumble and
what?
This legacy.
This comes out.
You want to talk about the WrestleMania? 30 competitors.
Yeah.
I know, I've won the Rumble twice. As he's making a promo, Steph comes out. It's Seth Rollins!
Yeah. And that will lead them, that will kind of... Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Cesaro, Sheamus is going to beat the club, unfortunately. Yeah. Luke Gallows and Anderson, which just sucks. Rich Swann will probably lose to Neville.
Okay.
I think he should retain, though, and I think Neville should win it at Mania.
Okay.
You know what's going to happen with the Cruiserweight division at Mania, right?
What?
They're going to take the spot of the Okada or six-way match. It'll be a six-way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll be like a one-on-one for Okada.
Yeah, yeah.
Which kind of makes sense, to be honest.
Yeah.
Charlotte's going to beat Bayley.
Yeah.
Nia should beat Sasha, but I think Sasha's going to beat Nia because too many heels are winning, in my prediction right now. And Sasha will beat Nia because Sasha's probably been losing too many times.
Yeah. So.
What other matches is there?
I mean, that's it. And then we just got the Royal Rumble. Oh, AJ Cena.
Isn't Ziggler got a match? Ziggler Ambrose, is that any kind of...
No.
No, they're both in the Rumble, aren't they? AJ Cena. Oh, sorry. Reigns... Oh, let's do Reigns Roman first. Oh.
Reigns Owens.
Reigns Roman. Right. Reigns Owens first, yeah. Ooh, I don't know. I think if Reigns wins, then a powerhouse is definitely winning the Rumble. Hands down. If Reigns wins, Goldberg will win the Rumble.
Goldberg is not winning the Rumble. You can't even... What do you know why...
You don't think it'll be Reigns, Owens... Nah. I mean, Reigns, Goldberg and...
Goldberg...
Lesnar.
There's so many reasons why Goldberg can't win the Rumble. One, because Goldberg needs to do minimal TV between now and Mania.
Definitely.
Minimal.
After what just happened.
Yeah, like minimal. So you can't give him the belt. Because if he has the belt, you have to show up every week.
All right, so Owens retains? Is that what you're saying against Reigns?
No, I think Reigns is probably going to win. But
you think you're going to have Reigns win and Cena win on Rumble? It's going to have to be one or the other. So what if Reigns wins and AJ wins? But AJ, that means he will beat Cena 3 times in a row. I don't see that happening. Unless Cena actually really going to put over AJ like that.
I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I genuinely feel... This is another thing that's quite key here. Is the Rumble match going to be last?
Yeah, it should be.
Sometimes it hasn't.
That's true.
Because basically, I genuinely believe that if the Rumble match happens... before AJ Cena, then the Undertaker will get involved. And AJ will win via disqualification.
Cena will win via disqualification
because of the Undertaker. And
that will set, AJ or something.
That will set up the Undertaker Cena for Mania.
I love that I can't call
we
this
can't.
Pay-per-view. It's the first time I've ever been so...
confused, bro.
It's great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well done, WWE. Well done.
Genuinely, anything well done. Can happen.
It's going to be unpredictable, yet they're going to make it a predictable ending, and we're going to be like, why didn't we not call that?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Balor's going to show up. Balor's going to win it.
Balor will show up.
Balor's going to win it.
You said about 8 people are going to win it now.
I know. You know who's going to win it?
Who?
Howard Finkel.
You're a fool.
You know who's going to win it?
The fans will win it, because we are going to see one of the best Mania's Rumbles ever.
You know what's going to happen?
What? Tonight?
Vince, this is the guy who's going to win it. Oh, I don't like that idea. Okay, Balor. Oh, too early. He's just come back from injury.
They'll decide on the day.
Miz, yeah, of course. No. No. Okay.
Big E.
No. Big E now. all right. Goldberg. I want to see Goldberg Lesnar. Oh, okay. Strowman. Not too soon. Who's going to win? Fight it. I'm going to go in. I'm going to go in. Oh, it's me.
Royal Rumble.
Probably, it's probably what's going to happen.
I can't call it, man.
I can't call it, man. I don't know.
I actually can't call it. Oh, I can't call it. But yeah, we'll let you know.
Goddamn, exactly. Pal.
We'll have a roundup. We should have a guest, man, for the roundup.
Before we sign out.
Yeah.
Can I big up James D'Lo?
Of course you can.
He did a documentary with Channel 4 called Breaking the Glass Ceiling, The Women's of Wrestling, a documentary about Sasha Banks and Charlotte's journey towards coming towards
Hell in a Cell.
It's out now in all four. Make sure you check it out.
Good.
Big up my GP brothers as well. Yes, to be honest, I always saw the first 20 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm going to go back and watch it.
Awesome.
But it's amazing. So far, very emotional already. Yeah. From the start, from the get-go. So.
You guys got a new radio show starting?
Yeah, Gorilla Position is on TalkSport now, and you can find the podcast on Sky Sports. So, yeah, big up Ash Rose, big up James Dillon.
Shout out to Roy, man, from last week.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been getting tweets about that show all week, actually. So, yeah, man, shout out to him. We've got to get him on the show again.
Yes, we get him on the show. Get more UK wrestlers in the show as well.
We should do something. Like, I think we should, like, after the Rumble. Yeah, we'll talk about getting a guest for next week, man. Definitely. We should have, like, a nice little round table, I think.
I think we should, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And get some females. I know some females that want to get on the show.
We definitely
big up my
girl,
Denise. She's a big fan of the show, her and her sister.
Awesome.
And apparently her sister's a real mark for wrestling. So... I said,
yeah, we got to do that, man.
Yeah.
All right, till next week. It's been a short episode, but thank you for listening anyway. Come on, Dolph Ziggler for the Rumble. I'm only joking. Till next week. Skin's looking at me like...
I can't believe you just said that. I'd rather Vince.
Till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Later.